Are you ready to live the all-in life? Then welcome to the All In Podcast Show, sharing the defining moments of impact-driven entrepreneurs, industry pioneers, and transformative leaders as they showcase their defining moments and went all in on their business and found true success. From the early steps in their journey to the moment they truly took their commitment to their life and business to another level, we'll give you the insight you need to go all in on your dream life. Now here's your host, Daniel Giordano.
Welcome back to the All In Podcast Show. This is Daniel Giordano, and I just want to reintroduce you to the concept of what we're doing here with All In, and you know where we've been the past several years, right? So you know we did this for a while, a few years back, and kind of paused it, right? Because sometimes in life, you know, things come up, directions change. When you get in, you know, when you get into something where you're like, okay, I can commit 1,000% all in to this, right? And sometimes you got to let things go, right? And it's okay, right? So, but I just want to share a little story with you that I think is important because, you know, sometimes things will keep coming back at you, right? And you think, well, I probably should do something there, but, you know, can I really do it? Do I have the time? You know, am I capable? All the things that we kind of struggle with at times in life and in business, right? What I've recognized is this, right? I get, you know, I'm fortunate, that I have multiple different types of businesses and I've worked hard, you know, to get there with certain things and not that I've arrived by any means shape or form. I always am striving to become better. Right. And not just achieve from a financial perspective, more impact. Right. So, but one of the things that had consistently happened in conversations, people would, you know, they book a call with me and I have a conversation. And on that call, you know, I had it happen a number of times where people would say, hey, I listened to your show, right? You know, why haven't you done another episode, right? And I would be like, I didn't even know you found, you know, how did you find it, right? Like, you know, but what I found really interesting is that there was a common thread of people asking for more, right? And I'm a big fan of asking people, you know, or listening to feedback, you know, asking what people want and listening to the feedback and then kind of directing your path based on, you know, what people want, what's in alignment with what you want. So for me, it was a clear sign for me and it's been a couple of years, you know, I'm a little slow to the game with things. You know, sometimes it takes me a little longer to do things, right? Because it is a major commitment to do this, right? There's a lot of time involved, hours and hours of, you know, between the actual interviews and all the things you get to do, right, to share somebody's message. So, but what I do know is you may or may not like me. That's not the point, right? You may like the message I have, but I can guarantee you if it's not me, there's going to be somebody that you resonate with that's going to help you get to the next level in your life, right? That's why I'm doing this. I'm sharing stories with total strangers from around the world that you get to have conversations with, get to hear their stories, some of the challenges, some of the things that help them clearly define their all-in moments, right? So for me, I'm all about, you know, impact, sharing, connecting, and serving others. That's why we're here, right? That's why this podcast is launched again, right? Is because, you know, I'm in a different place than I was 5 years ago when I started it, right? Different mindset, right? Different growth. I'm not the same person I was 5 years ago, right? I've grown in many different ways. And I always have that beginner's mindset, that black belt mindset of how can I get better? Right? How can I improve? I don't know everything. There's always something to learn, right? And I'm learning from people, you know, all different walks of life, whether they're just getting started or they're ultra successful, right? There's always something to learn from somebody based on their experiences. And what I know is, I heard somebody say this to me many years ago, probably about 25 years ago. Somebody needs to hear your story because you may be the only person that can make a move, right? And this applies to you as well, not just the people you're listening to here on the show, not just the people that you're listening to, in other capacities. There's also people that you're impacting, right? You're drawn to this for a reason, right? If you were to think about this, right? The word calling, right? Means different things to certain people, right? I know people that don't like that word at all. There's other people that are like, you know, I feel like I was called to this, right? This is the thing, right? But in that, and I share this, I believe in the first episode I ever did, is, you know, in the word calling is the word all in, right? So when you're called to something, or when you feel like this is the thing I get to do every day, I'm excited to do it. I'm fired up to do it. I'm really, you know, looking forward to, you know, achieving this, you know, and, you know, serving people and impacting people, right? I get to do that, right? Why would I block out times in my calendar consistently for the next, you know, for, you know, the unforeseeable future, right? And, you know, show up on calls with total strangers, right? To share a message. One, it's my way of giving back. It's my way of being able to do it. But I also know that there's this underlying gut feeling, right? That it's time to do something that gets me uncomfortable, because it is uncomfortable getting on calls with some people. I've been on calls with people that have done billions of dollars in revenue, and I've been on calls with people that are just getting started. And I still get, you know, that those butterflies. Am I good enough? Do I have the time, you know, to do this? I got other projects I'm working on. I'm busy with this. I'm busy with the family. I'm busy with all the things I tell myself, right? And in reality, I got to take it back to why. Why am I actually doing this, right? I'm doing it as a way to serve humanity with the gifts and talents that I have. And apparently I've gotten okay and decent at connecting with people. And, you know, and having validation that, like, you know, it's okay to mess up, right? There's no perfection, right? It's okay. Taking, you know, imperfect action is better than no action at all, right? There, if you're an analytic type, like I, you know, I call myself a recovering analytic. If you're a recovering analytic and you are overanalyze things to the point it paralyzes you, right? I would go through that phase of like, I can't launch the website because it's not the way, it's not perfect, right? Well, guess what? It'll never be perfect. Right. So guess what? It wouldn't get launched. Right. Or I would launch it and then I wouldn't even promote it because I'm like, I'm not happy with it. It's got to be better. Right. It's the same thing in business and in life. Right. You look at this in relationships consistently. Right. Whether it be with your kids, your spouse, your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, there's always this striving to make the relationship better. You're striving to make the business better, to not just necessarily make more money. Yes, that's one piece. Right. But, you know, how do you get better at delivering, you know, a great customer experience? How do you get better at delivering, you know, the best you can offer, right, with whatever you do for a living, right? So I wanted to share this message because I had many thoughts on how this would go, right, of, you know, how I would relaunch, right, and what I would share with you. And, you know, I went through a process to just uncover, like, okay, Dan, why, right? Why this? I could be doing a million other things. There's all kinds of other things to do. I don't need to put out, you know, 10 hours a week into podcasting, right? But I get to because it's a choice I made that I want to impact more people's lives. And in order for me to reach the million lives that I want to, you know, the million entrepreneurs, business owners, world changers, and innovators, people out there are doing big things, in order for me to reach them, right, and be able to inspire others and be able to help people grow and connect people, right, this is part of that process for me, right? So for you, you find what that is. I'm not saying you need to go start a podcast, right? But it is a great mechanism to do that, right? If that's in alignment with who you are and what you want to do. So I'm just sharing that because I believe that at this point in the game, you know, in this year, 2021, right, as we're all progressing into this crazy world we live in, right, and the challenges that we've faced over the past year, right? Now more than ever, people need to be connected, right? And connected in a way that, you know, we can truly serve one another, support one another, help each other, and actually achieve more together, right? So I'm here to do that and share great messages with you, right? And I will continue to do that, continue to bring the best of the best and, you know, and others that are just getting started. Because what I want you to hear is people are doing stuff, right? They took action, right? The number one challenge I see in the industries that I'm in, the coaching, consulting industry, is people don't implement, right? And I've been guilty of it as well. It's like, I know exactly what I do, was supposed to do, but I don't do it, right? And I'm going to share with you the reason why, right? The reason why is because you have these underlying things going on for you, whether it be that I'm not good enough, or I don't know what I'm doing, or I don't have that, all the things we tell ourselves, right? Or the other side of it is, something I think I'm committed to, and you get distracted with something because you see somebody else doing it and think, well, I could do that too, right? What I would really venture to say is like, find your own unique voice, you know, find your thing, right? The thing that you're passionate about, right? And then just take the step, whatever that is, right? There's no perfection. There's no, it has to be one way, right? There's an unlimited number of ways to reach your goals. For some people, it's, you know, in an offline environment. And other people, it's an online environment. Some people don't like being on camera. Some people don't want to have a real heart-to-heart conversation. But if you look at me and look into my eyes, right, which if you're listening to this on audio, you can't do that, right? But if you look at the video, you'll see that I'm committed to you. I'm committed to helping you get where you want to go. But I can't do it for you. It's kind of like me going to the gym for you, right? You can't. That doesn't work, right? I can't go do the weightlifting and the training for you, right? You have to go do it. You have to take the action. So there might be one thing right now as you're listening to this, right, that I want to leave you with. If there was one thing you could do today to move you forward, what would that be? Something that you've been resisting, something that you're not, you know, dealing with head on to help you get to where you want to go. And how can you actually implement it soon, like immediately, like something today, right? Because my job is to get you to move. My job is to get you to take action, right? And if you're open to the conversation, you can gladly find my calendar link on my website and book a call. I'll gladly have a conversation with you one-on-one. No cost, no obligation, no pressure to buy anything either. That's the beautiful thing. At the end of the day, I just love connecting with people. And if it turns into something great, if I point you in the right direction, I've done my job, right? So I leave you with that. And I appreciate you taking the time to listen. I appreciate you, subscribing to the show, leaving a review, liking it, sharing it with others, because the world needs people like you that want to make an impact and be able to share a positive message with people. We have enough negativity in this crazy world, right? So I'm out there to try and share something positive and want to help people in the best way I know how, right? So thank you for taking the time. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for liking. And I'll see you in the next episode.
We want to thank you for being all in with us on today's episode of the All In Podcast Show. For more information and resources based on today's discussion, as well as ways to connect to our guests, head to allinpodcast.com. That's available exclusively on allinpodcast.com.